This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Newly released standardized tests show Colorado's 3rd through 8th graders are starting to recover academically from the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Students rebounded somewhat from low CMAS test scores last year, but compared to pre-pandemic scores, the Colorado Department of Education's Lisa Medler says students in most grades and subjects did worse.
We're making some good progress, but there's still work to do.
About 40% of third graders are on target in reading. They've caught up to third grade scores pre-pandemic, but ninth graders in math fell 9 percentage points on preliminary SAT test scores. Wide gaps remain between low-income students and their wealthier peers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The city of Aurora will not read an Indigenous land acknowledgement before official events. CPR's Matt Moret reports on a contentious meeting that split city council.
The city's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion wrote a proposed statement with input from historians and cultural groups, but council members voted Monday to reject it. Conservative council member Danielle Jurinski said she couldn't believe council was spending time on the issue.
The only way that I will support this is if we also acknowledge that this is actually God's country. So if that's one of the 48 also in recognition.
Some of the council's more liberal members also opposed the statement, arguing it was too broad. Denver, Boulder, and the University of Colorado have approved similar land acknowledgments over the last 2 years. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A Denver parkour team has been crowned the international champions of tag. Yes, the same popular playground game you know and love. Team Apex trains in Denver and recently won the World Chase Tag Championship in London. The sport combines the acrobatics of parkour and the thrilling, evasive maneuvering of tag. This is CPR and KRCC.